And now, young Widder Brown. Today, Dr. Anthony Loring canceled a luncheon appointment with his fiancée, Ellen Brown, in order to comply with Louise Simpson's urgent request that he lunch with her. For Louise, with the death of her husband, Alex, has become a rich and influential widow, and her new independence is being keenly felt by Ellen and Anthony, and also by Alex's brother, Christopher, and his fiancée, Madeline Harper, who shares Christopher's guilty secret that he murdered Alex. Now back at Health Center Hospital, Anthony is receiving a visit from the superintendent of nurses, Olivia McAvoy, who comes into his office saying,
Anthony, I've been looking all over for you.
Hello, Mac. Sit down. I've been lunching.
Not with Ellen. I called there. She said you had an engagement and she was going off to lunch with Noreen Temple. As a matter of fact, Anthony, Ellen sounded annoyed.
Why not? I broke a luncheon date with her because I'd been summoned into the presence.
Now, what do you mean by that? Whose presence?
Mrs. Alex Simpson's presence.
Who does she think she is, anyway?
She knows she's the widow of Alex Simpson, Simpsonville's millionaire, and she's beginning to throw her weight around.
You are telling me? She had me on the telephone. She wants to inspect the nurse's home and meet the girl. She says, after all, she must put her grief behind her and get into the work her husband left her to do.
We're going to have trouble with Louise Simpson, Mac. She has all the tender qualities of a cactus. And I'm scared. How do you like that, Mac? Really scared.
Now, Anthony.
Louise was always a clinging vine before, and she was a pest. But now she's a pest with money. And a lot of that money belongs to the hospital. And confound it, Mac, I found myself bowing and scraping to her. And I know blame well that I'll jump through hoops if it means she'll give us that extra money for the new laboratories.
What happened to Louise?
She came into a lot of money, and she lost a husband whom she hated. She's able to get even with a lot of people she thinks pushed her around, including Madeline Harper, her brother-in-law's fiancée. Yes, Louise is riding high on a mixture of revenge and newfound self-confidence.
Well, what can we do?
I'm not sure.
She's going to stay here in Simpsonville?
Yes, and she's going to be in our hair, Mac. She feels she has a mission now, the hospital, doing good to all mankind and so on.
And how's it going to affect you and Ellen?
How do you think? Louise has always had this secret crush on me. She hasn't sense enough to know that she's being pretty absurd, and she's going to make the most of it. Answer that for me, will you, Max? If it's Louise, I'm not here.
Dr. Loring's office. Miss McAvoy speaking. Just a moment, please. It isn't Louise, Anthony. It's Madeline Harper, and she says it's urgent.
Now, a little later, Ellen has returned from her drive with her friend Noreen Temple. And as she is in her garden looking over her spring planting, she hears...
Hello, Ellen. Oh, Louise, hello. I saw your car in the garage, so I knew you were home. What in the world are you doing?
Checking my tulips.
Oh, your garden is really charming, Ellen. I've got to get busy at the house. Though, of course, the season is well on now. But Alex never did like Simpsonville in the summer.
It gets very warm, I'll admit, but if you have no choice but to stay, you can have a very good time here.
You forget that I was born and brought up here, Ellen.
Yes, I guess I do.
I had lunch with Anthony today.
I know.
Oh, did he tell you?
Naturally. Why not?
Oh, nothing. Did he tell you what we talked about?
No, I talked with him before you went to lunch.
Anthony came to the house. I thought that was better.
I see.
You know, Ellen, according to Alex's will, I had the handling of all the funds that are allotted to Health Center Hospital. The trust that his father set up and all that.
Well, that's a great responsibility.
Oh, you know it is, Ellen. And I'm going to be completely dependent on Anthony. You won't mind, will you, if I have to call on him?
Of course not, Louise.
Because, of course, there's bound to be talk. There always is about a widow.
Oh, not always, Louise.
I'm a widow, remember? Unfortunately, I've been free of that kind of thing.
Oh, well, what I meant was...
Oh, I think everybody will understand just why you're seeing Anthony, Louise. I'm sure there won't be any doubts about it.
That remark could be interpreted two ways, Ellen.
Could it?
You know, I think the Darwin tulips are the good old reliables after all. Though, of course, there's a kind of peony tulip that's awfully pretty. Have you seen it, Louise?
No, I haven't seen it. We're going to be friends, aren't we, Ellen?
Why not, Louise? Haven't we always been?
Oh, you've been very good to me, but...
But what?
Nothing, Ellen, I'm trying to get Christopher and Madeline Harper to go back to Chicago.
Oh? I see no reason why I should be sentimental over Christopher just because he was Alex's brother. How is his crippled foot?
Well, he'll never be able to walk properly. But if I start feeling sorry for him, I'll just dissipate everything. Christopher is Madeline's responsibility. They're engaged.
Well, do you think Madeline accepts the responsibility?
No. She's being very obvious, Ellen, trying to get me to give Christopher a larger allowance.
Well, I imagine that Alex would want you to take care of his brother, Louise.
And what makes you think that what Alex would have done is of any significance to me? Alex is dead, Ellen, and I can live my own life now.
What's the matter, Ellen? Nothing. I just think it's too bad that you have to be so vehement about it, Louise.
Why not? Madeline Harper did all she could to make Alex hate me, and I hate her for it. I hate her.
All right, Louise. It's just a thought, that's all.
Ellen, you never really believed all that business about my diary and the letters, did you?
What do you mean, Louise?
The trouble Madeline tried to stir up. You know, the letters I wrote to Anthony, what I wrote about us in my diary, and how well Anthony and I knew each other years ago.
Well, Anthony has explained everything to me most satisfactorily. And I think we should have one thing clear between us, Louise. I am not looking for any trouble or arguments about Anthony. I'll avoid them when I can.
All I meant was...
I mean is that Anthony and I are engaged. If it doesn't last, then the blame is ours, not anyone else's. So go right ahead with whatever you plan to do, Louise.
You make it seem as if we were potential enemies.
Not at all.
Why don't you just relax and stop making a big problem out of your new look at life? Don't run around taking the public's pulse on your relationship with Anthony.
You know, Ellen, that isn't a very nice way to talk to me.
It's the only way I know to talk to you, Louise.
In other words, you don't want to be my friend. You're already suspicious of me and Anthony.
But, Louise, that's a preposterous thing to say. How can you say it without being embarrassed?
I can, because it's true. But it's all right, Ellen. Because I don't need friends, not anymore. I don't have to depend on anybody.
That's fine, Louise.
But one day, Ellen, you will come to me.
I doubt it.
But stranger things have happened.
You wait and see. I thought this might be a nice chance for you and me to sit and talk together. But you don't want that, do you, Ellen?
I don't think so, Louise.
All right, Ellen. All right. Thank you.
Ellen sighs as Louise walks away, sighs and shakes her head. But there is a nagging thought in her mind that eventually makes her go to the telephone to call Anthony, only to say, finally...
No, it isn't important, really. It's just Mrs. Brown calling. Look, if Dr. Loring does come in, ask him to call me.
And Louise, arriving back at her house, is greeted by Madeline Harper, who now says...
I've been waiting for you, Louise. I want to talk to you.
Oh, it's been quite a day, Madeline. I don't think I want to go in for any long emotional conversations.
This is business, pure and simple.
Well, that's better. Where's Christopher?
Chris has gone to bed. He took a sleeping pill because he was so disturbed after you left him.
I think he takes too many sleeping pills myself. My husband would be alive now if Christopher hadn't taken a sleeping pill and not heard him falling down the stairwell.
But that would have been too bad for you, Louise, if Alex hadn't fallen and died.
All right, Madeline. What's the talk about? Let's get to the point.
I have something to sell, Louise. Something that I think you would like to buy.
Louise looks at Madeline and knows that the proposition concerns her diary and the letters which are in Madeline's possession. What was Madeline's call to Anthony about? And how will it affect young Widder Brown?